Greetings, friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, discussing the Shemen HaMishcha. In the previous Shi'urim, we presented a series of Kashas, Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh. And now, Amir Toshem, we will see a Mahalach, again based in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Gona Gadol Yitzchak Manzatzal. So he writes as follows: Vanira b'chol ze, the yisod mishicha l'ashvui al yidei ze melech v'kohen gadol, mishkan v'kelim, en ze ma'ase minui al yidei mishichato l'mashehu. It's not pshat that when there's a din mishicha to make a melech, to make a kohen gadol, and the mishkan and the kelim, it's not a maisa that by doing this mishicha, by the anointing with the shemen hamishcha, then all of a sudden that's how you're appointing the melech, the kohen gadol. You're setting aside the mikdash, the mishkan, the kelim for kodesh. No, it's not like avodaso mechanachto, that the avod is mechanich of kelim ledoros. So here too, the mishicha is mechaneches. No, but rather, this is the yisod of the shir. Eli yashvuye beguf mitziut hadavar, sheino davar stam, el davar hamashuach b'shemen mishchat kodesh. It is a creation in the very reality of this item, of this object, of this person, that it's not something that's stam, but rather it's something that's anointed b'shemen mishchas kodesh. It's something that's anointed with the anointed oils. It's a chalos in the metzius hadavar, but now this is considered that it's anointed with shemen mishchas kodesh, and it's a din on the melech and the kohen gadol and the mishkan and on the kelim. They can only be holy. The king can only be a king. The kohen gadol can only be a kohen gadol. The mishkan can only be a mishkan. Can only be kelim. And their etzim etzias is chal shem shel davar shu mashuach b'shemen hamishcha. There has to be a chalos metzias of shemen hamishcha and the guf hadavar, because this mishicha is not a one-time maisa through which we're machshir something for what it's going to be, but rather it's a metzius shechol beguf hadavar l'shanus metziuso liyoso davar hamashuach b'shemen mishchas kodesh. But rather it is a new reality that is chal on the guf hadavar to change it from something that wasn't anointed to something that is. And now this is a chalos shem mashuach b'shemen hamishcha. It's not a one-time thing, it's constant. Ktsas raya lezeh. We paskin that malchei beis David you anoint, Malchei Yisrael you don't anoint. Ayin Shabbasugya, Krisus, Horius that we've been discussing. And the Rambam later on, Alocha Yud, Rashi and Tosin Krisus Hamid Beis, we see that's all Mishanim Shach David. But beforehand, it doesn't have to be Beis David. And Shaul was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And so writes the Meiri in Hari Yasid Aleph Amid Beis. So until David, everybody could be anointed b'shemen hamishcha. However, the Radak writes that Shaul was nimshach b'afar simon dachya. No, it was a far simon. It wasn't the shemen hamishcha. It was shemen afar simon. And so we see in the Kesef Mishnah Halacha Yud, this discussed in the Tshuvas, the Ramami Pano and Simon Kuf Beis, and in the Sefer Magen Giborim, Karen Ora, Hora Geber, and Horius, and Arichos Gedol, and the Sefer Shar Yosef, and the Chasdei David, and the Tosefta Perek Dal, the Sanhedrin, and the Be'er Sheva. So the latter two Sfarim ask, from what it says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Dalet, that David said about Shaul, Lo eshlach yadi b'mashiach Hashem. So you see that he's called Mashiach Hashem. So it must be that he was Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. So that's the kasha of the Chasdei David and the Be'er Sheva. You see that Shaul is called Mashiach Hashem, so it must be Shem and Amishcha. But the Chor, what's the kasha? Even if he's Nimshach Bafar Simon Dachia with this pure upper simon oil, it was also all Mashiach Hashem. So why do you think that Mashiach Hashem means Dafka Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha? However, we have to understand, why did David emphasize that he's Mashiach Hashem? My Dahava Hava, what was, was. What does it matter now? So it's Muchach that the Mashiach even exists now. Because he has the Mitzius of a person whose essence is that he's a Mashiach Hashem. And that can only be done by the Shem and Amishcha, and that's their Kasha. How can you say that he wasn't anointed B'Shem and Amishcha? You see, he's called Mashiach Hashem. So it must be until David, even non-based David kings were anointed B'Shem and Amishcha. If it was a Far Simon Dachia, the Mashiach would be with this oil, but he wouldn't be called Mashiach. He wouldn't be called Mashiach Hashem. Once he's appointed, and the Minu Yischal, there's no reinion of Mashiach. And David wouldn't have said, I'm not going to kill him because he's Mashiach Hashem. So it must be that B'Shem and Amishcha Nimshach. And B'Das HaRadak V'Hakesef Mishnah, who hold that he wasn't anointed B'Shem and Amishcha, was B'Shem and Afar Simon, they have to say he's called Mashiach Hashem because of what happened in the past, but not now. Because the only way to get a shame now of Mashiach Hashem, that if the Metzias is still Chal, is when you're anointed with the Shem and Amishcha, with that oil. And no other type of oil, only the oil that comes from the olive, that's Shem and Mishcha, that is the only type of oil that gives somebody a shame constantly of Mashiach Hashem. Otherwise, Mashiach Haya Haya, Haida Hava Hava, what was, was. Right, it has to be Shem and Amishcha, which was made of Shem and Zayis, Mor, Kinamon, Kida, Kona Ukne Bosem. So it has to be this type of Shem and Amishcha. Only that gives one a chaloitz mitzius of Mashiach Hashem forever. And it doesn't go away. See, that's the Yisod Advarim. So according to this, we can say that the pasuk that says Asher Yitain Mimenu Al Zar is Chayiv Kares. The problem is that he's Zar L'Shemen. In other words, when you put this oil on him, he doesn't become a Mashuach B'Cheftza. But as long as we see from the pasuk, even if it's a pasuk midivrei Kabbalah, that there's a din of Mashiach B'Melech, which means that in his mitzius is chal a din Mashiach al yedei Mashiach, he's no longer considered a zar, and he's not included in the yisur. And that's what Rashi says, that a zar doesn't require, that a zar, who's a zar, that it's not Tzarech Kohuna or Malchus. Because if it's Tzarech Kohuna or Malchus, he's not a zar to this Shem and Amishcha. This Shem and Amishcha gives him a mitzius, a chalos shem of Mashuach. His cheftza has changed, he's a different person. So he's not included in the zar, and therefore there's no kares. In Me'ilan Daf Yotes, we learn from the pasuk Nefesh that Echad HaYochid, ve'echad ha'nasi ve'echad ha'mashuach b'mashma. That all of them are over on Mi'ila, whether it's a Yachid, a king, a Mashuach b'shem and a Mishcha. I.e. the Kohen Gadol. They're all included in the Pasuk Nefesh that talks about Mi'ila. Sheyachol mai, what could we be mamayit? Pshita nefesh ksiv. It says nefesh. Why would we want to be mamayit? Anybody? It says nefesh. So the Gemara is bothered. What's this miut? This ribui. The nefesh is marbe yachid, balarabas yachid nasi mashuach. Why would you think otherwise? It says nefesh, pshita nefesh ksiv. So the Gemara answers, ma'od the same. I might think that if the Torah wouldn't have been marbe, the Brisa wouldn't have taught us the Torah is being marbe nasi and mashuach, we would say amar achmana vashirite mimenu al zar, b'hai lav zarhu da imshich begavei. It says if you place this on a czar, and he's not a czar, because he's Mashuach in it. So Kamash Malan, no. So you might think that there's no Me'ila in the Shemin HaMishcha. Kamash Malan, that there is Me'ila b'Shemin HaMishcha. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Some say there's no Me'ila in Shemin HaMishcha. You have to read this Gemara differently. But Pashas Divrei HaGemara, there's Me'ila b'Shemin HaMishcha, and it even applies to the Nasi, the Melech, to the Kohen Gadol. But it's a funny Gemara, because it says, why is he not a czar? Why is this Kohen Mashuach not a czar? Because he's Mashuach. That's why he's not a czar. He's not a czar because he's Mashuach. And we would say the opposite. We would say that because, not that he's not a czar because he's Mashuach. He's Mashuach because he's not a czar. How do you get to be anointed? Because you're not a czar. That's how you get to be anointed. Since he's not a czar, that's why he became Mashuach. It's not that because he's Mashuach, he's not a czar. Morris is fakert. And also, Lashon Lemara bigavei. What does it mean, bigavei, in it? Just say, dahayim shach. Because he's Mashuach. Vahay lav czar, udayim shach. Because he's Mashuach, he's not a czar. Or say, bigavei. So based on what we explained, the Gemara makes a lot of sense. That Mashicha is not dependent on somebody who's not a czar before the Mashicha. Mashiach is dependent on somebody who's not a czar after the Mashiach. That the Mashiach is going to give him a chalos shem Mashuach. That's what it means in the Gemara. It says, you know why he's not a czar? Because he's imshach, and that means that he is a chalos Mashuach. This melech, this nasi, this kohen gadol. And that's the lashon of bigavei. Bigavei means in him. Ba'atzmusa, there's a Mashiach. And through this, he's not a czar. So we see from this lehejah, like Rashi writes, that a king isn't a czar. Why is a king, right? Rashi writes, that a king and a kohen gadol are not czarim. Why? Because through the Shemin HaMishcha, they have a chalos shem Mashuach. So if it can affect a chalos shem Mashuach, then that means that the person's not a czar, and that he's allowed to use the shem and a mishcha. There's no chiyuv kares, there's no mi'ila. So now we can explain the Tais Sarosh that we saw in the previous shir. Tais Sarosh says that A melech is mashuach b'shem and amish, even though it says, asher yitem imenu al zar. V'nichras, and melech is included in a zar, but efshir d'darish le'im d'chsiv al basar adam lo yisach, v'darishi adam v'loy melech. It says, in the flesh of man, you shouldn't anoint it. Man excludes a king, like we have in Megillah, Yir Aleph b'kum aleinu Adam, Adam below Melech, Zaham in Arasha, and so it's Rabbeinu B'chaye. So, in the Sefer Shar Yosef, and Maseches Harius, by the Chido, he says, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Melech Shesach b'bitno Chayiv. Why should he be chayiv? Why, if a king anoints his stomach, should he be chayiv? He's not, according to the Rashi, he's not included in the Yisr. It says al basar adam, and he's not an adam; he's a melech. So now we can explain as follows: that the Kli Chemda already says in Parashas Shoftim, Dinei Melech Oz Gimel, to show from numerous places that it says Adam in the Pasuk and a Melech is included. And he's Tameh on the Tos Sarosh. That the Mashiach al Adam doesn't include a Melech. So, it's not only from the Gemara increases Tavov and Beis, but it's from many places in a Melech is a. Adam includes a Melech. So it would appear clearly as follows, that Melech is an Adam. It's true. But besides the Adam Shabbo, he also has a Melech Shabbo. He's multifaceted. He's an Adam and he's a Melech. When it says Kum Aleinu Adam, means Haman, because if Achashverosh, who was a Melech, would become Aleinu, it would be Mitzad his Malchus, B'Koach HaMalchus. Koach HaMalchus isn't an Adam. And therefore it must be Haman. And therefore the Rush didn't mean that from the Guf HaPasuk Adam it's Mashma lo Melech. Melech also has Adam. Mitzad Adam Shavu it's Aser. Like other Asurim that apply to Adam, Melech is included. But after the Pasuk, Medivrei Kabbalah, that we see that there's a special Mitzias of Mashuach B'yachas LaMalchus, making him Roy LaMalchus. This Metzias that you anoint him with Shemen HaMishcha, and we have such a pasuk as the Rambam quoted, Vayikach Shmuel Espach HaShemen V'Yitzak Al Rosho V'Yishakeyu. So once we have a pasuk to be marba that you can do Mashiach on a king, and now he's going to have a chalos shem of Mashuach. When the Mashiach relates to his Malchus, then he's not included in Adam, he's not included in the Yisr. Because the right mitzad, the Adam Shabbo, he's not allowed to be Moshiach. He's not allowed to anoint himself, he's not allowed to rub his stomach with the Shemen HaMishcha. This Melech, that's mitzad Adam Shabbo. But if you're anointing a mitzad HaMelech Shabbo, then it's Beseder Gamor. So we have a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah that this makes him a Mashuach. So that's what the Tos Rosh meant. Tos Rosh meant Adam v'lo Melech. Then Melech is excluded. Melech is excluded as a Melech when he's acting in the capacity of a Melech or of becoming a Melech. Then he's Pater. Not only Pater, it's a mitzvah. He's supposed to do it this way. But when he comes not as a Melech, when he comes as Stam in Adam, he's not doing it in order to become a Melech. Then it's Taka Aser. He's included in the Pasuk and he's Chayv Karis. That's a Maisa Adam Sheva Melech. Only when the Melech Sheva Melech is Poel, he's Beseder Gamor. But not when it's a Maisa Adam Sheva Melech. Melech Sheva Melech. When he's Melech Sheva Adam, then he's Beseder. But when the Adam is being Poel, not Alts Melech, then he's Chayv. Ramban ala Torah at the beginning of Parashas Truma Shmos Chafei Tes asks on Rashi. Rashi says in the pasuk "Kachol Hashem Imara Oischa, Stavnis Hamishkan Vestavnis Kol Kelo V'Chein Tasu." To the Doyrus and Yovan Echad Menakelo Mishtasu Likli Beisvei Lomim, Going Shulchanos and Menoris V'Kinov Kiyoris and Mechonos Shas Shlomo Kesavnis Elu Tasu Osa. Rashi says, whatever I show you, the form of the Mishkan and the form of all the Kelim, and so you should do. That the Doris, if one of the Kelim gets lost, or if you're making a new Kli in the Beis HaMikdash, like tables, menorahs, sinks, etc., the Kli Mishkan, Mikdash, do it in these form, in this form that I gave you the Mishkan, and so too should be the Mikdash. Ramban says, "Lo yedati sheze emes yischayv b'shlom alatzis klei b'shlom ketavnis elu, u'mizbeach nechoshes asa shlomo esrim ama oirich v'esrim ama roichav." Ramban says, "I don't know if that's true, that Shlomo has to make in the Beis Hamikdash the same form. Look in the mizbeach nechoshes, it was a different size than it was in the Mishkan." So the Ramban demurs, the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. And he says that the Kelim don't have to be the same. Or Chaim HaKadosh to man the Ramban from Sigis HaGemara in Sanhedrin and Shavuos. The Darshan Lahedji v'chein Tasu l'doris. They loimer the Mashamru k'ein Tasu l'doris eino al shiur HaKelim. You can't say k'ein Tasu l'doris isn't on the size of the Kelim. But rather, al dvar ma'amur m'sham, what it says in the Gemara, they enu mina melech, a nasi, a navi, 71, to add on to the azara, the man mefis dafka linyan zeh, who says it's dafka linyan zeh, to add on that you need a melech and a navi in Sanhedrin, to add on to the azaras. V'chein tasu l'daras also applies to the kelim, who says otherwise. Also the Gemara asks about Mashiach's Kelim. So why L'Doris don't you need Mashiach's Kelim, the Gemara says. According to the Ramban, what's the problem? V'chein Tasu doesn't apply to everything. So let's say it also doesn't apply to a Mashiach. So it must be, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, that it's pasha to the Gemara, that it applies to everything. And therefore it applies to everything. It applies not only to the Mashiach's Kelim, and not only to adding on to the Azaras with the Melech and the Navi and Sanhedrin, but also to the size of the Kelim. So he remained with a plea on the Ramban. The Ramban's complaining about Rashi. The Ramban's complaint should be with the Gemara, not Rashi's problem. The Gemara says the Gemara clearly implies that it's that the Doros, the Kelim, are the same size. The Ramban says that this V'chein Tasu is for Zeirus. What is he going to do with the Gemara? So B'pashtis Das HaRamban he, that V'chein Tasu was not said about their Tavnis, about their form. El Tzuras Asiyosam L'Klei HaKodesh. Ha'Kdashasam L'Zeh. Turning them into Klei HaKodesh. Sanctifying them. That's what the V'chein Tasu is. Because the Mishkan, the sanctity of the Mishkan is Chal, through the Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad Melech and Navi. So the same thing applies to the Doris. Mashicha, which is how you sanctify the Kelim in the time of the Mishkan. So the Ramban would agree. Also the Doris. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why don't we have Mashicha the Doris? And then we have the Miur of Osam. The V'chein Tasu is talking about how to sanctify it. but not the tavnis of the kelim. That it doesn't apply to. But Ladas Rashi, V'chein wa pashtus, like the Orchaim asked, Man mefis t'lo azil v'chein tasu gam al katavnisa. Who says that v'chein tasu is also not going on the tavnis? Why is v'chein tasu only going on the tsuras asiyosim l'klei hekdesh? V'hakdashasim l'sa, why is it only going on how to sanctify it and not going on the size of the kli? And the kasha from the Zbech HaNechoshes that the Ramban asks, says the Gur Aryeh, isn't shver. Because the tavnis is only going on the kelim, not al guf ha-mikdosh. Shirei vaday mikdosh lo yidami le-mishkan. The mikdosh is definitely not the same size as the mishkan. And the Mizbech is kavur, so that's like the mikdosh. Valzelo nemra kitavnisam. And on this it doesn't say kitavnisam. Kitavnisam is not going on the structure. And this is part of the structure, the Mizbech HaNechoshes. V'ein shuvas chasim sofer yaradei asim reish lamed vav. So now we can say as follows. Based on our analysis, in V'chein Tasu, there are two inyanim. Number one, how something becomes holy. And that's a din based in of Ayin Aleph. You need a Sanhedrin, you need a Kohen, and you need a Navi. That's how you sanctify something. That's how you sanctify the you add on to the Azaris. That's one inyan, and that's derived from the Mishkan to the Mikdash. And also Lagabe Kitavnisam. We have another din besides how to make something holy. We have another din that it should be the same as the Kalim in the Mikdash should be in the same size, the same tavnis, the same form as the kelim of the Mishkan. So these are the two inyanim. How they become holy, and that's with the based in the Kohen and the Navi, and also that they should and that should be modeled after the Mishkan, and also the form of the kelim should be modeled after the Mishkan. Now the Mikdash itself, when you talk about the structure of the Mikdash, is it going to be the same structure, is it going to be the same tavnis as the Mishkan? Absolutely not. Therefore here, the V'chein Tasu doesn't apply. What did Taisus ask? Taisus says, why doesn't the Mikdash require Mishicha like the Gemara asked by the Kalim? Gemara asked the Kalim if the Mikdash should require Mishicha. What about maybe the Mikdash itself should require Mishicha just like the Mishkan required Mishicha? The answer is that the structure, the Tavnis of the Mishkan is anyway different than the tavnis of the Mikdash. So therefore, when it comes to the structure, there's going to be no V'chein Tasu. V'chein Tasu doesn't apply to that. And another kasha, Tosis asks, why don't we require for the claim Mikdash a Sanhedrin and the Kohen and a Navi just like in the Mishkan? But that also doesn't apply, because the V'chein Tasu doesn't apply to that either, because that is how to make it holy. How do you make it holy? With a Beis Din and an Avin. Ayin Aleph, Kohen, Navi. Like in the Mishkan, that the V'chein Tasu doesn't apply to, and how to make it holy. The V'chein Tasu is that the Tavnis of the Kelim, of the Beis HaMikdash, should follow the model of the Tavnis of the Kelim of the Mishkan. And the Gemara asks even about Meshicha, because that Meshicha is also part of the Tavnis. That's also part of the essence of the Kli, as we've been talking about. So that's why the Gemara was bothered. So why don't you do Meshicha on the Kelim? Because that's part of the Tavnis. The Tavnis of the Kelim of the Mikdash have to be the same as the Tavnis that came with the Mishkan. And the Tavnis, this form, includes the essence. We said that Meshicha, that's our Yisod. Meshicha makes an essence. That the essence of the Kli is now that it's Meshuach. So that's not how to make it holy. That's its Tzura. That creates the Tzura of the Kli, that this now is a Kli that's considered Meshuach. And it stays with it, just like its shape stays with it. So the Gemara says, oh, you should also do Meshicha and Mikaelin. And the Gemara says, okay, we have a mute. But we don't have a mute on the Tavnis of the Kelim Bechal. That you still have to keep. The rest of the other type of Tavnis, the shape, you have to keep. But the Gemara wasn't bothered by the fact that you don't need to do Meshicha to anoint the structure of the Mikdash, because anyway the structure of the Mikdash isn't the V'chein Tasu, isn't going to be the same as the Mishkan. Anyway, it's a different size and a different shape. So there's no Shaila there. And also there's no Shaila on requiring a Beis Din and a Navi and a Melech to sanctify the Kelim of the Mikdash, just like we needed that for the Mikalim of the Mishkan. Because again, the V'chein Tasu is on the Tavnis. And this is not the Tavnis, this is how to sanctify it. And there's no V'chein Tasu. So that answers both of Tosis's kashas. Maybe Tosis understood that the Din Meshicha is not like Rashi, that it's the essence of the Kli, that that's the Tavnis of the Kli. That's a Hechetimtzi, how to be Machshirit. And Mimele, if the Gemara is asking about Meshicha, what the Gemara is saying is that the V'chein Tasu also applies in the Hechetimtzi, how to be Machshir, how to make it Kadosh L'maaseyim. So then Tosis understood. So if it's about being machshir l'maaseim, to enable it to be sanctified, so then why don't you do Meshicha on the Mishkan? That's machshir on the Mikdash, to be machshir with l'maaseim. It's not creating a Tavnis. That's its form. Because again, according to Rashi, anyway the form of the Mishkan is different than the Mikdash. So doing Meshicha won't help. Doing Meshicha makes the Etzem Achevtza. So what's it going to help you to do Meshicha on the Mikdash? There, there's Novachain Tasu, because the Cheftz is different. But Tosin, the Rabban, understood, no, that this anointing is Machshir L'maaseyim. Doesn't make the Cheftz. And therefore, when the Gemara asked about the Kelim, do Meshicha on the Kelim, because that's what, because the Vachain Tasu means that in order to be Machshir L'maaseyim, the Vachain Tasu is going on, is also referring to being Machshir L'maaseyim. That it should be able to sanctify it for its purpose. And that's Das HaRamban. B'chein tasu lo nemar al tavnisam el al tzuras asiyasim l'kleak hekdesh v'akdashasim l'zeh. B'chein tasu is going on how to sanctify things. So how do you sanctify it? With a beis din of ayin aleph and melech and a navi who adin l'doros. So the Ramban holds as a kav that when you, the way it was sanctified in the time of the Mishkan, it should be sanctified in the time of the Mikdash. So why don't you, and anointing is part of, is the way to sanctify it. So why don't you sanctify the Mikdash by anointing it, just like you sanctified the Mishkan? And why don't you need a based in Vayin Aleph, etc., for the clay Mikdash? Because that's when when you sanctify it, that's how you sanctify it. That's the way it was done at the time of the Mishkan. That's the way it has to be done at the time of the Mikdash. That's the Ramban's holding. But as we said, Rashi has a different idea. Rashi says the V'chein Tasu is going on the Tavnis. It has to have the same Tavnis, the same form. And the Meshicha makes the Mahus of the Chayfetz. The essence of the Chayfetz, that's the Tavnis, that's part of the Tavnisam. And that's why the Gemara asked about Meshicha, you should also have in the time of the Mikdash for the Kelim. But since Meshicha makes the form, so it's not going to help to do Meshicha on the Mikdash. Because anyway, it is a different Tavnis. And also Rashi will say that you don't need a basin of 71, etc., for the clay Mikdash. Because that's a hechetimtzi, how to sanctify it. How to sanctify the Kelim. And the hechetimtzi of how to sanctify the Kelim, we don't learn V'chein Tasu. We learn the V'chein Tasu and the hechetimtzi and how to add on to the Azaris. That yes, that the V'chein Tasu does apply to. It applies to V'chein Tasu, the Tavnis, it has to be the same, the Kelim have to be the same shape. And that also includes Meshicha, because that makes the shape. And the V'chein Tasu also applies to how to sanctify, but how to sanctify what? Only how to sanctify the Tavnis of the structure. So just like in the time of the Mishkan, they sanctified it with a Beis Din 71, etc. So too, we want to sanctify today. You want to add on to the Azaris, so you have to add on like they did in the time of the Mishkan. So the V'chein Tasu is going on to the Hechetimsi to sanctify, but not the Kelim, only the structure. Just like the Tavnis is only the same in the clay Mikdash and clay Mishkan, so too the Hechetimtzi to add on Kedusha is only going to be the same in the structure of the Mishkan and Mikdash, but not in the Kelim. Advarim hayu neflaim b'yoyser. I have to tell you, I worked very hard to try to understand this. I hope I'm accurate. I think I am. And Dvarim Hayu Neflaim, and we have a lot more to say. We have a velt more to say, sweet friends. So I ask you to please stay tuned, and we will see continuing Neflaos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Thank you so much for listening. B'li Nedir will continue, and we always have to remember that sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.